General Alexander timed his battle at Alamein to suit exactly this great stroke from the west, in order that his victory should encourage friendly countries to preserve their strict neutrality, and also to rally the French forces in northwest Africa to a full sense of their duty and of their opportunity. Now, at this moment, the first British Army is striking hard at the last remaining footholds of the Germans and Italians in Tunisia. American, British, and French troops are pressing forward side by side, vying with each other in a general rivalry and brotherhood. In this, there lies the hope and the portent of the future. I've been speaking about Africa, about the 2,000 miles of coastline fronting the underside of subjugated Europe. From all this, we intend, and I will go so far as to say we expect, to expel the enemy before long. But Africa is no halting place. It is not a seat, but a springboard. We shall use Africa only to come to closer grips. Anyone can see the importance to us of reopening the Mediterranean to military traffic and saving the long voyage round the Cape.